The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Ah, the Trinity. We mark ourselves with the triune formula, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, every time we gather together, don't we? It's how we are brought into the community of faith through baptism. Baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It is what defines Christianity, not a profession of Jesus Christ, but a profession of the triune God, one God, community of persons. It is mystery, and there is always a tension when talking about the Trinity, whenever you talk about Father, Son, or Holy Spirit. One God must always be preserved. And the finite language, finite concepts that we have make it difficult when dealing with infinite mystery, infinite reality. I heard the Trinity described this way, and it was in a logic class of all places. The first person is all good, all loving. Love itself, whose very utterance, whose very word is another. The second person, a reflection of the first. All good, all loving, all love itself. So we have relationship. The relationship between the first and the second. All good. All loving. Love itself, that it is the third. So we have a community of persons. One God, three persons. Now this is not cause and effect. It is not the timeline of the Holy Trinity. It is simply a finite mind grappling with infinite mystery, infinite reality. The mystery is one God, three persons. It is what we profess. It is what we believe. And yet still, ultimately, it is mystery. I always go back to Monsignor Tony Luhr. Monsignor Luhr was a priest out of Los Angeles. And he taught the first theology class that I ever had. And I remember Monsignor Luhr struggling with talking about the Trinity. And at the end of class, he said, huh, he always talked like that, huh, in the end it's mystery, huh, friend? And mystery is not to be understood. Mystery is to be lived.